Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily with material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
We talked about a great Canadian passing away, John Candy, one of the underrated Canadians. One of the great Canadians, too, is Alex Trebek from Jeopardy.
Yeah.
And popped on social media yesterday, like around 6 o'clock last night, and I'm like, holy, what is
Why
this
is
about?
Trebek well, trending?
You know which one I saw? I saw you say Alex Trebek class act, and I'm like, what? Why would Chad say this?
This is why. This is a video that was released to YouTube yesterday.
Hi, everyone. I have some news to share with all of you, and it's in keeping with my longtime policy of being open and transparent with our Jeopardy fan base. I also wanted to prevent you from reading or hearing some overblown or inaccurate reports regarding my health. So therefore, I wanted to be the one to pass along this information. Now, just like 50,000 other people in the United States each year, this week, I was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer. Now, normally, the prognosis for this is not very encouraging, but I'm going to fight this, and I'm going to keep working, and with the love and support of my family and friends, and with the help of your prayers also, I plan to beat the low survival rate statistics for this disease. Truth told, I have to, because under the terms of my contract, I have to host Jeopardy for 3 more years. So help me. Keep the faith and we'll win. We'll get it done. Thank you.
Now here's the crazy thing about it. Pancreatic cancer does not generally have a good outlook. But the fact that he said this week he was diagnosed with it. So he just found out this week.
Yeah.
And he's already showing that much strength and humor in this time of adversity. Yeah. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, it's not a illness for the or a type of cancer for the faint of heart like Patrick Swayze, Michael Landon, and it was pretty quick.
So. Right, but you know, I have faith. If there's anybody who could do it, Trebek seems pretty strong, and I like what Ken Jennings had to say about it. He's that longtime winner on Jeopardy, with the all-time
greatest winner. Yeah,
yeah, right. And he said this. He said, "I've said this before about, but Alex Trebek is in a way the last Cronkite, authoritative, reassuring TV voice you hear every night, almost to the point of ritual. One thing I know for a fact, Alex is very aware of how much he means to millions of people and how he will be pulling for him. I hope that's a comfort." Jennings goes on by saying, quote, "And I hope some very good LA oncologists are getting ready to have their mispronunciations corrected."
Chad and Ballsy. Daily.
When this whole marijuana law got changed and everything became legal, I never thought that I would encounter, like, where would I encounter the smell of marijuana? I don't really go to the bar. I'm getting it at the gym. The last two times I've been to the gym, go on the machines to either do flies or rear delts or whatever, I'm like, I smell like pot. And then I start smelling the machines, and it's the residue from whoever used the machine before me.
First off, who's not wiping down their machine?
Well, I know. A lot of people don't, actually.
I know. It's disgusting.
I know.
So you get staph infections.
So I don't know if they smoke it before they come in or they're using the oils or whatever, but man, that's the first. And I know people have used oils before, but it's the first
CBD,
time. It's the first time I've really smelt it.
I don't know if CBD oil has a smell to it.
I don't know. Never used it.
No, neither have I. But I'm just wondering if it does.
But I never thought that I would encounter, like, that's where I would encounter my marijuana.
Yeah, it's kind of like smelling beer at the gym.
Yeah.
Although, I will say, there have been a couple times where I've gone to, the bar or whatever. Maybe we've had an event and I'll have a beer.
Yeah.
And then I'll go to the gym right after and run on the treadmill.
Yeah.
And I'm burping the whole time.
But it makes sense.
Along.
Like, a lot of the, like, people have, like, they're sore, yeah, whatever they use it.
Some people say.
Use it for pain stuff.
I know some people will hit the bong as well or whatever before the gym just to kind of give themselves some motivation, I guess. Which, to me, it's weird because marijuana is the last thing to give you any sort of motivation.
So I'm like, so this is what it would smell like if I was a stoner.
Yeah, okay. Whatever. Old man. Jeez, you're such a harumph. That's what you are.
A what?
You're a human harumph. That's your sound.
What is a harumph?
I think people know what I'm getting.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Some jobs are just naturally more stressful than others because maybe there's a little bit more on the line, especially when it comes to lives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. So CareerCast put out a list, and they do it every year, of the most stressful jobs in North America. Soldier is the most stressful job, they say. No doubt about it. I mean, you got to do that. You're a special person. Like, you really are. Firefighter? Makes sense.
Of course.
Airline pilot?
Yeah. I've always wondered that, man. And every time I get off a plane, you know how the pilot always stands there as you're walking off the plane? Right? Have you ever noticed that? I always wonder, how is it that they don't look like Doc Brown from Back to the Future?
I know.
Like, their hair should be up like, oh my God, I just flew a giant canister through the air and landed it.
And just think, that's their job. Think about, they've got stresses at home, too.
They do it multiple times a day.
Police officer number four?
Yeah, of course.
I would think...
And it depends on where you are, too.
I would say officer and firefighter should maybe be flip-flopped, but it depends where you are, too, right?
See, but every time that's not true. Yeah, I guess. Depends where you are.
I would say cop maybe more. And this one, surprising to some, but not to you and me, broadcaster in the top five. Now, laugh if you will. We're not digging ditches, and we're not solving world's problems, okay? But it is a critique job. Like, it is. You get it from... Like, you say something about a friend or a family member the wrong way, like I've done in the past, they ruffle their feathers. Right. You say something about, for instance, I make fun of people smoking marijuana, stoners, I got people mad.
Yeah.
You're critiqued by your bosses and hours of work? Like, yeah.
I think the reason it's on the list now.
Politically correct?
Yeah, it's because it's such a politically correct world now. You have to tiptoe and you have to be on eggshells all the time.
Oh, yeah, man.
More than ever.
There's stuff you and I did when we first started that we're done if we do that. Yeah,
we can't even mention it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's crazy. What's the stressful point of your job? Now, again, it doesn't matter whether your job is on this list or not. Every job has that one particular point, maybe every day, or it could happen every now and then,
right,
where you go, oh my God, this is going to happen today. And it just stresses you out, stresses you out. What is it?
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Good morning, Wolf.
Hey, how you doing, fellas?
Good, man. Who are you?
Who the hell are you, man?
Who are you? What's your name?
Who am I?
Yeah, what's your name?
My name's Don, and I'm the gatekeeper to the hood, brother. I'm the all-night guy at...
Okay, yeah, so why is your job stressful?
Because I'm the only clown open in this whole end of town at nighttime, and I get all the perfect clientele. That's what you make of it, right?
Yeah, I guess. So have you had any scary calls in the middle of the night?
Nah, nothing too scary. Like I said, I'm in a cage here, and the cage isn't to protect me, I tell them.
So let's ask you this. What's the weirdest thing you've seen?
Oh, dude, not over the air.
I used to work at a gas station, and I found that it was super stressful because everybody else is in a hurry, and there's only one of you, and sometimes I just want to be, you know what, it was a full-service station.
This isn't just the gas station, it's the car wash, too.
But when it was a full-service station, and I'd be like, listen, I've only got two hands. If you're in such a damn hurry, pump the gas yourself. I will meet you inside, maybe, after I'm done pumping this gas.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
We're talking stressful jobs, and what aspect of your job is the most stressful? Getting this text, it says, coming to the decision of whether or not to shut down my crane due to windy conditions. There are so many factors involved in making that decision, including having management unhappy because of the delay of production. That's true. You would have people saying, I want you to keep working because that's money, right? But we don't want you to keep working because it's too windy and it may not be safe for you to be up there.
What truckers ran into before they started regulating them, because they got paid by how much they drove. So they would push it and push it and push it because they want to make money to feed their family. Got this one here too. Good morning from Brad. Good morning. I'm a farmer, by the way. Mother Nature is a heartless biatch. Put $1 million worth of product into the ground and hope she plays along.
Yeah.
Farming, I mean, if you go into farming, you are just asking for stress. When you hit a home run, you knock it onto the street. But when you strike out, you strike out.
This is bang on. Colby says this. As a tow truck operator, I always got it in the back of my head that I'm not going home to my family as people run over my signs and pylons on Ring Road and on the highway. Every time I see a tow truck operator, I used to, again, as part of my job when I worked at a gas station, every now and then I would have to take the tow truck out and go on a call. That was the scariest thing ever, sitting on the side of the road, and people don't pull over. They won't pull over even a couple feet just to give you room, and they do not slow down.
Well, and I think when I hear that story, I think of that volunteer firefighter that just died recently out in the highway trying to help that car that was on the side of the road got hit by the semi. Like, it just, those type of things, right? Volunteer. Anything you're volunteering and helping out, yeah, stressful.
But again, every job, no matter what job it is, has stressful factors, and we want to hear yours.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Asking you about how your job is stressful. Got this anonymous text. As a boss, staff management is stressful. Also got this one. Good morning. My name is Tim, and the most stressful part of my job is dealing with the public when the assigner for the hockey rink double books, and there are two out-of-town teams that come in to play hockey, one for each game. I work as a facility operator. Yeah, that'd be stressful.
You got to be organized for that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That ain't for me. Corey says this, and this is interesting, especially in a government town. I want to hear what you guys think of this. I have one of the most stressful jobs out there. I am a labor relations officer or union rep. I only deal with the blank end of the stick. No one really says, oh, good, the union is here. I get the calls when everyone is in trouble. They're stressed and they dump it on me to deal with. There are serious consequences with every call. It could be a mental health issue, accommodations they need, or they could be getting terminated. It feels good when you work things out, but it's a thankless job for the most part.
For sure.
Any sort of rep. If you're representing a group of people, that is a tough gig to have.
Oh, for sure.
I always think about this, like, and I, maybe this is just a TV show thing, but like internal investigators, people who investigate their own coworkers.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Okay, so April the 6th is a day that will go down in the history of, well, sports and in the world. April 6th, last year, the Humboldt bus crash. And one of the boys that passed away was Logan Boulay.
Yeah.
And there's a big spread on Sports Illustrated. It's a cover of Sports Illustrated. Mm-hmm. It's just got a dark rink with a net and his jersey draped over the net. Yeah. And they did like a 40-minute documentary, Sports Illustrated.
Yeah, and you could check it out online, actually. Yeah. The really cool thing, the really nice touch on this, though, the jersey on the back, it actually has Charlie's Charters as the sponsor, and that's the bus company.
Yeah.
Well,
of course, he donated all his organs to and saved lives.
Yeah, and the big deal about that is he actually signed his donor card 1 month before the accident, and afterward, after people found out about it, 100,000 Canadians signed
just
up
Canadians
to be organ donors as soon as they heard about it. That's mind-blowing, the lasting effect that Logan Boulay had on people. And like I said, out of every tragedy, you can always find something that's the positive outlook. I remember after 9/11, you were looking, you're searching, what's the positive in this? And the positive in it was the amount of people that came to help.
Well, I'm going to tell you, too, locally, Adam Harold, who just lives out of town here, he played a lot of his minor hockey Pilot Butte in the Regina hockey system.
Right.
He was the youngest guy to die in that accident. Mm-hmm. His dad, Russ, his family, they've started a legacy fund for skill development and leadership in the hockey world.
And also, they're taking the lead on changing safety standards in the trucking industry.
Right, so there's another silver lining. I'm going to talk to him tomorrow, and hopefully we'll have his comments on our show here, too. And then, here's the other thing. That resiliency has spilled over to the ice. They had to get a new coach, obviously, because their coach Darcy Hagan passed away. But they get a new coach, and then they replace that coach partway through the season, and they make the playoffs. Like, that resiliency, they're in the playoffs. That is just a great story all the way around.
If you want to find out more about the Logan Boulay effect, that's what they're calling this story, head to SI.com. It's worth it.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.